Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry Reeser, Smith Ballou, and Art Castle, get some sympathy, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, January 17th, marked the birth in 1896 in Piqua, Ohio, of Harrison Franklin Reeser, better known as one of the greatest banjo players of all time, Harry Reeser. His father was William G. Reeser, and his mother was Alberta Wright, which made him the first cousin to Wilbur and Orville Wright. His musical talents were recognized early on by his parents, who bought him a custom-sized guitar when he was just 5 years old. It was discovered that he had perfect pitch, and his formal musical education began under Lewis Hine and Albert Fisher, and he studied piano, violin, and cello. While attending Steele High School in Dayton, Ohio, he decided upon a career as a musician, and his first job was as a pianist in a summer resort in Rhea Springs, Tennessee. It wasn't until after his second summer at Rhea Springs that he became interested in the banjo. Between 1917 and 1920, he played at various venues in Dayton, including the Bott Dancing Academy, and in 1920 he joined a dance band under the direction of Paul Goss. He soon left the band to move to Buffalo, New York, to play violin at the Hippodrome. At the end of 1920, Reeser moved to New York City, where he played in the bands of Ben Selvin, Benny Kruger, Sam Lannon, and Nathan Glantz, and by 1922 he had made several recordings. In the fall of 1922, he negotiated a recording contract of his own with OK, and his first band, called the OK Syncopators, came into being. Here's the banjoist supreme, Harry Reeser. Thank you.
Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door. Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she found a wolf in Granny's bed, a big sunbonnet pulled over his head. But you know, and I know what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
Thank you. tomorrow night. Better come over then. Wait till tomorrow night. Cuddle up closer then. I'll cook your supper, that's what I'll do. I'll call a preacher, and when he's through, maybe I'll cook breakfast for you. So wait till tomorrow
I don't know which one was singing and which one was in the background yodeling, but that was Al Bernard and Frank Champlain providing the vocal on Wait Till Tomorrow Night with the Volunteer Firemen, a Harry Reaser band. That Brunswick recording was from January 28, 1926. That same year, Bernard and Champlain also recorded quite a nice song called Yodelin' Bill. Wait Till Tomorrow Night was preceded by Harry Reaser's Syncopators and the musical question Where's That Rainbow, written by Rodgers and Hart. That's from January 10, 1927. Before that, it was Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks with drummer Tom Stacks providing the vocal on How Could Red Riding Hood Have Been So Very Good and Still Kept the Wolf from the Door. Red Riding Hood was written by A.P. Randolph. I didn't find any other songs that A.P. Randolph wrote, but I did find a similarly titled song called How Could Washington Have Been a Married Man and Never Told a Lie by Al Piantedosi, who also composed Skitty Marinka Dinka Boomp, with the lyrics by Felix Feist. We began our tribute to Harry Reaser with Harry on banjo, accompanied by Ferdy Groffet on piano and a Harry Reaser composition, Crazy Joe. That was recorded in January of 1922. The labels of most issues of that song, Crazy Joe, have Joe spelled J-O apostrophe, as if it were an abbreviation for Joseph. But Reaser's intent was that it was short for banjo, and should have been spelled apostrophe J-O. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 21st, marked the birth in 1902 in Palestine, Texas, of singer, bandleader, and actor Smith Ballou. I know it's Palestine and not Palestine because I once hopped a freight train in Palestine, Texas. But I digress. Smith Ballou attended UT, the University of Texas, from 1920 to 22, and while there organized a jazz combo called Jimmy's Joys, playing banjo and later serving as vocalist. In March of 1925, he formed another group called the Texas Jazzers, and he also found work with the bands of Ted Weems, Hal Camp, and the Dorsey Brothers. In 1929, he started the Smith Ballou Orchestra and began his recording career with OK. Over the next 20 years, he made records for more than 30 labels, including Victor, Brunswick, Columbia, and Decca. In 1936, he moved to Hollywood, where he appeared in 24 films, primarily westerns, between 1936 and 1950. Smith Ballou died in Longview, Texas on May 2, 1984, and is buried in Fort Worth. Here are three from Smith Ballou. Thank you.
never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blues, beautiful hues, colored with gold and old rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright, they'll all turn out all right. If I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Thank you.
look in the book of my dreams at a view that I knew long ago. Over the hills where the golden daffodils grow. I want to climb way up high near the sky while the world hurries by down below. Over the hills where the golden daffodils grow. I want to follow the fleeting swallow down through the hollow I used to know. And all the world will be fair if I meet someone there that I'd meet in the sweet long ago. Over the hills where the golden daffodils grow.
Well, there you have three records by Smith Ballou and his orchestra, and three vocals by Smith Ballou. We started off with Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, recorded September 11, 1929. Painting the Clouds with Sunshine was written by Joe Burke and Al Dubin. Next, it was Just You, Just Me, from July 25, 1929. We finished up March 4, 1930, with Where the Golden Daffodils Grow, written by Harry Archer and Gus Kahn. Last week, January 18th, marked the birth in 1896 in Chicago, Illinois, of Art Cassell, K-A-S-S-E-L. He attended the Chicago Art Institute and served in World War I. In the early 20s, he played in Chicago bands and formed his own group called the Overseas Four. He formed his large band, Art Cassell, and his Cassell's in the Air Orchestra in 1924. It was based in Chicago and played mostly at the Bismarck Hotel and the Aragon Ballroom. Benny Goodman, Frank Teschmacher, and Bud Freeman were all members of the band at one time or another. Art Cassell also composed a number of songs, including Doodle Doo Doo with Mel Stitzel in 1924 and Hell's Bells in 1932, both of which were used as the band's theme song. The band was on radio in the 1930s doing remote broadcasts from the Black Hawk Restaurant in Chicago over WGN. In the late 40s and 50s, the band was based on the West Coast and appeared on early TV. Art Cassell died in Van Nuys, California, of kidney failure on February 3, 1965, but the orchestra continued to perform West Coast engagements after his death. Here's Art Cassell.
Thank you.
while you're dreaming, my love, close to your heart, let me linger. Goodnight, my love, sweet dreams to you, and may all your dreams come true.
If that last record didn't sound like Art Castle and his Castles in the Air Orchestra, there's a good reason. It wasn't. That was Philip Spitalny and his orchestra from their very first electrical session with Victor on June 29, 1926, and Jackass Blues, which was written by Art Castle and Mel Stitzel. Before Jackass Blues, we heard Art Castle and his Castles in the Air Orchestra and Goodnight, My Love from 1932. We began our tribute to Art Castle with the Castles in the Air Orchestra and their later theme song, Hell's Bells, another Art Castle composition. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, Wellsford Radio, 107.7 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Exactly 218 years ago today, on January 21, 1789, Isaiah Thomas and Company of Boston published The Power of Sympathy, generally considered to be the first American novel. It was written by William Hill Brown, but was published anonymously. So to commemorate the publication of The Power of Sympathy, here are some rapidly rotating records having to do with sympathy.
sympathy. I need sympathy. I'm always all alone, not even a friend to phone. And when my daily toil is through, what am I to do? No one ever gives me a smile. There certainly must be someone who thinks I'm worthwhile, who say, now cheer up, come along with me, for I need just a little sympathy.
Thank you. one to love, no wonder you're lonesome and blue. I know what it means to be lonesome, I can sympathize with you. Night after night, you turn out the light and pray that your dreams may come true. I know what it means to be lonesome, I can sympathize with you. Some folks have sweethearts too many, they have more than their share. Why is it we haven't any? It doesn't seem quite fair. Nobody knows or cares, I suppose, the heartache that we're going through. I know what it means to be lonesome, I can sympathize with you.
If that voice sounded familiar, it should have. That was Smith Ballou once again, this time with the Peter Van Steeden Orchestra, and I Can Sympathize With You from November 2, 1931. That was preceded by Miss Ethel Waters and Sympathetic Dan from a Columbia 78 wax July 28, 1925. We began this sympathetic set with Jesse Stafford and his orchestra, actually the Herb Wiedoeft Orchestra, and I Need Sympathy with the vocal by Jane Jones. The label of that Brunswick 78, recorded September 6, 1928, credits the Jesse Stafford Orchestra as formerly the Herb Wiedoeft Orchestra. In May of 1928, as the Herb Wiedoeft Band was making their way through Medford, Oregon, on their way to an engagement in Ocean Park, California, Herb was involved in a car accident and died in the hospital on May 12th. Jesse Stafford was trombonist in the band, and by an election or conference or whatever means, Jesse Stafford emerged as the new leader of the band. The name changed, but the band's style stayed intact, as did their recording contract with Brunswick. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Johnny Marvin.
There's a guy I'd like to kill, and if he doesn't stop, I will. Got a ukulele and a voice that's loud and shrill. And he lives next door to me, and he keeps me up till three with his ukulele and his funny melody. Crazy words, crazy tune, all you'll ever hear him croon is vo-do-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-de-do-de-do. Vo-do-do sits around all night long, and he sings the same words to every song with his vo-do-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. His ukulele daily, how it strum, bum-bum-bum, vampin', stampin'. Then he hollers black bottom, crazy words and a crazy tune. He'll be driving me crazy soon with a vo-do-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. Thank you. do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Noticing the days hopping and by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Thank you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Johnny Marvin, backed by Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra, and Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. That Columbia 78 is 80 years and one day old, having been recorded January 20th, 1927. Next, we heard the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym with an unidentified vocalist on Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. That was recorded by Columbia just 5 days before Crazy Words, Crazy Tune. We finished up with the Green Brothers Novelty Band and Those Panama Mamas Are Ruining Me, written by Howard Johnson and Irving Bebo. I'm Glenn Robison. This has been Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.